CAT scan evidence would also reveal another clue. The raptors at this site were incredibly agile.
We have a sense that this animal could really move around with a fair amount of dexterity. So it was interesting for me then, with the CAT scan, to have a look inside the skull at what the inner ear looks like, because that speaks to the center of balance for this animal. And the question is, did it have a sense of balance that matches what we see from other parts of the skeleton? And the answer is very much so. They certainly have the kind of inner ear structure that fully supports the idea that these were very active, agile animals.
Then, focusing on the inner ear canals, Whitmer's team discovered something new. These raptors could pick up low-frequency sound.
One of the exciting things when we did the CAT scanning of Deinonychus is we found very large air spaces surrounding the brain region of the back ends of these skulls. And they're very curious to us. Why did they have these very large spaces within their skull? They were airheads in a very literal sense. It turns out that having a very large middle ear space, the space just inside the eardrum, has an impact on the kinds of sounds that you're potentially sensitive to. It potentially opens up greater sensitivity to low-frequency sounds. And so it's conceivable that Deinonychus, and actually many of these predatory dinosaurs like Tyrannosaurus and others that have these large sinuses associated with their ear, were actually using low-frequency sounds potentially to track the movements or activities of animals that were really quite far away, potentially animals that were out of their line of sight or beyond their senses of smell. So the sense of hearing and their sensitivity to low-frequency sounds, which is something we never could have discovered without CAT scanning, provides us with a unique glimpse into the biology or the potential predatory behavior of some of these kinds of dinosaurs.
The discovery of yet another dinosaur at the scene would add to the ancient puzzle and paint a picture of a group attack.